Parshas Pinchas. So this week, I had a schus to attend. I'm starting to attend my friend's grandkids now, their bris, right? And the truth is, usually by a bris, by a bris, I don't have the time to stick around. I go in and say, Mazel Tov. But in the summer, there's no yeshiva now, so it's a good friend of mine, Yehuda Koblik, right?
Yeah. Of course.
And grandson. Yeah. Anyways, right when we started the bris, we start off, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Kohen, Heishiv is Chamasi. Oh, it's Parshas Pinchas. Got me. Okay, I'm trying to think what's the significance connected to the parsha. And then he got up to speak. Again, I'm never, ever at speeches during bris these days, unless it's a close family member. Worked out with the summer schedule. There's no yeshiva right now. And I had my carpool a little later. There was this earlier, so I saved the speech. And guess what he talked about? Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen in the parsha. The Zayde.
Yehuda?
My friend, yeah, Yehuda spoke.
Oh, okay.
He spoke about Pinchas. So what's Pinchas? What's his shaykhus over here? What's the whole idea of Pinchas? What poor guy, right? What did he do wrong that everyone else in his family, his father, his grandfather, they're all a kohen, and he's not a kohen. He has to earn it. Everyone else, he's never. He was born before the Aaron became a kohen.
Okay, so
why should he lose out? Why is he losing? And now he did something to get the kahuna.
He got born late, huh?
Right? So that's my question. Yeah. Why did he lose out until now? Until he had to earn the kahuna, as opposed to everyone else. Elazar didn't have to do anything to get the kahuna. His father, right? Elazar, his summer. They didn't have to do anything. They were kahanim. They were automatically kahanim. They didn't have to do anything. Pinchas is born at the wrong time, so he loses out.
Yes.
So, I was thinking the idea of a kohen.
Yeah.
The idea of a kohen is it's interesting, right? A kohen, if he wears his big day kahuna, right, is made out of shatnez.
Yeah.
Shatnez. What do you mean, a kohen gadol? Right. How can he wear shatnez?
He serves
the right. So the idea is, if he serves a klal, it's not for him. Shatnez is only if you wear the beged for chimum, for warmth, for clothing. He's not wearing it for himself. He's wearing it for Klal Yisrael. He's wearing it to do the avodah. It's nothing to do with him. Just like if you have a merchant, right? Let's say a guy is he's selling. He's a sales guy. He shows you beautiful suits, and the suit's the shatnez, right? Yeah. He can put it on to show it to you, because he's not wearing it als levisha. He's wearing it to for the sale.
Yeah.
So the kohen is not wearing it for himself. He's not wearing it for chimum. He's not wearing it to show off.
Yeah.
He's wearing it for the klal. So that's the idea of the kohen. The kohen has to be mamish for the klal. Pinchas, in this week's parsha, Pinchas mamish, he gave up. This is he's killing a nasi. It wasn't a popular thing to do.
He could assume he's going to get killed.
He's killing a nasi. This is he might get killed. They might kill
the
him.
Whole
they're
going to
hold the whole shevet. Shimon is going to come and attack him. He has one mission in mind right now. He has kaneh es kanasi l'Hashem. This is not for me. It's not for my covet. This is not a popular thing to do. I'm going to be kineh kanasi l'Hashem. That's it.
Right.
I'm going to do it for Hashem's purpose.
Yeah.
And therefore he jumped in. He chapped the rein, and in the end, it worked out for him. He was zeichet to the kahuna. The idea of the kahuna is to show that it's a privilege for us to not. It's not for ourself.
Yes.
It's not for the kohen self. It's for the sake of the klal, sake of the tzibur. And that's the lesson. The lesson is that Pinchas is showing the idea with the kahuna is that it's showing that it's not for the popular chashivas of the big kahuna and for the. Pinchas had to jump in and go against the popular what was popular for the people to do what was right for Hashem. Kani kinasil Hashem. So that was the idea. And if you think about it, who doesn't have a chelik in the land, right? The kohanim, right? They're all over. The kohanim don't have a chelik. The Klal Yisrael has to come visit them in the Beis Hamikdash, right? They have to come to them. They have to come there. They don't have a chelik. Every other shevet, right? Every other shevet has a place in Eretz Yisrael where they live, right? But they never got it. They never got these are Levim. Levim are scattered, and the Kahanim are by Yerushalayim, right? So the people have to come to them, because they don't have a chelik. They don't have a place. Their place is the klal. Their place is the tzibur that comes to them to be mashpia on them. So they're only there. Their only purpose for the tzibur. So Pinchas is here. He did something that was very unpopular. It was not he didn't want to do it,
yeah.
But he did it for the sake of Hashem. Kani kinesi Hashem. And therefore, that's the schus of the kahuna. That's the schus. That's the Avram Avinu, right? How did he get the bris milah? Right? Bris milah is not a popular thing, right? To mutilate yourself.
That's right.
Right? The people who are going to say, you know, self-mutilation, what are you doing? Crazy. He says, "Bet me, Mizeh." He don't care. God tells him, go get a bris milah. He gets a bris milah. He does kani kinesi Hashem.
Right.
How did... And then, so how did Aaron be zeichet to the kuna? Moshe lost the kuna. Why?
Yeah.
Because he schlepped around. Hashem tells him to go to Paro, tell him to let the Jews out of Mitzrayim. Moshe schleps around. He right. says, eh, send Aaron, send somebody else. Mi anoichi, kvat pe anoichi. He gives all these excuses. Right? Aaron, Hashem tells him, Aaron doesn't give all these excuses. Aaron's there for the job. Aaron says, this is the Ratzon Hashem. I'm going to go ahead and do it. I jump in. So that's the idea of Kohen. That's the idea of Pinchas. I thought that was a nice shot in the Parsha. Have a good Shabbos.